Hey, welcome. This is my place. Did you have any problems finding it? Come on. My room's this way. Yeah, my roommates put me over here on the far side of the house since I'm so loud. You're not gonna mind, are you? Sorry about the mess, though. I guess as long as the bed is clear, right? Right? What's wrong? I thought I was gonna get laid here. What? You're not here for a booty call? Come on, was I not clear? Oh my god, seriously? Alright then. No, I thought you were coming over to, you were just coming over to have sex. Well, yeah, but that's a code phrase, you know, that means, oh god, I can't believe this happened. sorry that your hopes were dashed, but do you want to fuck anyway? Is that not a easy question to answer? You want to fuck me or not? Oh, okay, I see how that complicates things. No, actually. That could be fun. Oh, wow. No, I don't need to know your story. All I needed to know was that there's this clean slate in front of me, and that I can teach you to please me exactly how I want. Do you like that idea? Me too. But before we start, I need to know exactly how clean of a slate you are. So, what is your level of experience? And once again, I don't need the whole story. Just whether you're technically a virgin because a blowjob doesn't count, or whether the only person you've kissed is grandma. Okay. I can work with that. No problem. Sit here next to me. Look, I'm not gonna bite till later, and only if you want that. I know, everyone says that, right? It's cliche at this point. So, okay, two ground rules that I want to set up front. Number one, we're teaching you how to please me tonight, and I know that sounds amazing, doesn't it? But no, what I'm actually trying to say is that you're not gonna leave tonight being a sex god, even, you know, if you leave tonight being my sex god, because I'm just going to be teaching you how to touch and please me, and every person that you may fuck in the future is different. There are some trends, there are things that women wish that men did more on a general sense, but always remember that there's no guided playbook. Every person is different, and you're going to need to come into every sexual relationship in your future with a sense of curiosity about wanting to please them, just like you're doing with me, which is pretty amazing, let me say. It feels great. So, never think that you have sex figured out. Always expect to learn something new from every single person that you fuck. It's kind of what makes it amazing. Now that said, overall trend, first time newbie male mistake, is going too fast and being too eager and being too aggressive. Slow down, keep it gentle at first, build it up slow, and the aggression will come. Are you good with that? Well then, I guess we're starting. No, actually, before I kiss you, we're gonna discuss what you're gonna do with your hands, because otherwise we'd get into the kissing and you'd realize and start overthinking them, and let's just not do that. So for now, here, let's stand up. Okay, come in close to me. Hi. So, put your hands on either side of my arm, just above the elbow. Just rest them there. And run one up to my shoulder and back down. See? Just keep to that area. Are you ready to kiss me? Now remember, gentle and slow.
just like that. Just barely pressing our lips together. And now,
you just want to open your mouth a little bit. When we press our lips together, just lean in a tiny bit.
Are you ready? Okay, kiss me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, hold your tongue back for now. Just lips. And see if we can move from one lip to the other and back. Just to vary it up a little. Variation is key, see?
You want to mix up the little kisses with the deeper kisses. Run one of those hands up to my face. Are you ready to play with our tongues? Well, that sounds so silly. Okay, now, remember, no jamming your tongue down my throat. Gentle, not aggressive. We're not gonna tongue fight. Once again, that's advanced level, everybody has to be on the same page kind of thing. Basically, just start exploring and let's just touch the tip of our tongues and then pull back. And then gently graze the tip of our tongues together and pull back. And then circle them around each other and pull back. And let's just play with exploring how fast and how slow each other wants to go. How about that? Okay. Come here.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready? And just hold, open, and then lightly touch. Mm-hmm. Lightly. Feel how good that is. Let's roll them around each other. And then close. Wasn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Let's do that a bit with the circling tongues again. Yeah, you're pretty good at this. Now here are some advanced tongue moves. Just along your upper lip. Or I can lick up the underside of your tongue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of advanced level teeth, use teeth sparingly. Just use them for little tugs and nips, but nothing hard. Like, here, give me your bottom lip. Oh. Just like that. You want to try? Very nice. Well, I think that went quite well, don't you? So, if that's covered, then how about we just get in bed and make out for a while? Okay.
Run your hand down my back again. Now,
do you want to touch my breasts? Here. It's very simple. We'll just take your hand off my back and put it right there. Give it a little squeeze, gentle. Yeah. There's a lot of fabric there, but you can feel my nipple getting hard underneath all those layers, right? You'll feel it soon. Rub your thumb across it since you can feel that little lump. Yeah. Some women really like all of the breast tissue to be played with, but I'm pretty much a nipple girl, so as much as you want to play with that, both now and when my shirt's off. Yeah, you can give it a little squeeze through all those layers. Oh, and then just rub your hand around my entire breast and as you can see, there's only so much excess you can get through all those layers. So how about you slip your hand under my shirt right here? Alright, now slide it up and find that breast again. Oh, rather than go in through the bottom of the bra, go above to the cup and pull it down. And there's that nipple. Alright, be gentle, remember. Just roll it around in between your fingers. Oh, that's so good. It's just the barest little hint of touch. And then pinch just gently. Yep, right about there. And let go. And play again with it. Run your finger in circles. Dance the tip of your finger against the tip. That's really good. And then squeeze again. Yeah, see? You just play and listen as you play to what noises I make to know what to do again. But remember that the loud noises aren't the only ones to pay attention to sometimes. Actually, here's an idea. Are you ready? Lean over, hold my bra down with your hand, and just place your tongue against my nipple gently, and don't move it. Okay. So, that was an example of a noise. That's not loud, but it's very important anyway. Oh, I think it's time to get these shirts off, don't you? Okay. Here, I'll go ahead and deal with my bra, so you don't have to worry about it for now. You just watch. Yes, I'm teasing you. Look. Here's my breasts. Do you like them? Okay. Let's settle back down. Will you touch my nipple again? It's even nicer when you have all of that skin available, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did that tongue. Are you ready to take all those kissing skills and apply them to my nipples? It's pretty much the same thing. Be curious, be slow and gentle. Try something and pull back and see if I jerk towards you or away. Here, put your mouth down here. Oh, you did it again. Good job learning what I like and repeating it. Oh, but running your tongue around it like that is also nice. All that friction is good with the slick, wet mouth. Oh, and be gentle with your teeth. Just barely scrape. That's good. Do you want to try to suck it? Just put your lips down around the nipple and very gently draw it into your mouth. You're wondering what to do with your hands again, aren't you? Well, one of them needs to be on my other nipple while you're doing that, obviously. See how well you can multitask. Just keep it slow, Stephen. That's right. Just play. You can see how my hips are moving. That's how you know you're doing it right. Oh, your mouth feels so good. Do you feel confident doing that? Do you want to go on and put your hand between my legs? Please? I know I said slow, but I'm getting impatient. That actually means you're doing a really good job, actually. Here, I'll roll onto my back. Would you like to feel how wet I am for you? Well, first, here. Just put your hand on my stomach. I can feel my hips grinding. I can't wait for this. Well, why don't you meet those hips? Run your hand down between my legs. Even through my pants, you can probably feel how warm I am. Rub your fingers in just a little to tease me. So, how about we actually get your hand down inside of these pants? So just dip your hand through the waistband. Yep, we're still teasing every little bit. And now run your hand down. Oh, you can feel how wet my panties are, can't you? Because I can feel you press them against my lips. Oh, fuck. Now just hold your hand still for a second. And I'm gonna rub against you to show you how to touch me. You feel how gentle that is. You feel how there's no firm attack. It's just rubbing in circles. Oh, now see if you can do it. If I try and hold my hips still, which is definitely gonna be difficult. That's good, just a little gentler. Oh, yes. You're a natural tease. So, here's what you can do as well. Hold your hand still and just run your middle finger, the tip of your middle finger, back and forth against that wet spot on my panties. Press it deeper into me. You just slowly run back and forth.
And then that gets the panties more wet. And that gets you deeper towards touching me. And that's a wonderful tease, as you can tell. Fuck. Okay. I need you to touch me. Are you ready to touch me? Please. Okay, I'm gonna get these pants off. And the panties too, yes. Well, do you like what you see? Okay, are you ready? Are you ready to touch me? And actually, no, for a second here, back up on my breast. We're still teasing me, right? Now you can see. If you're making my hips reach for you like that, you know that you're doing it right. But don't get distracted. Remember the nipple you're playing with. Oh, the mouth too. Oh, you have great instincts. Fuck. Okay. Oh, touch me, please. Touch me now. No, slide your hand down my stomach. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Spread your fingers a little. Down. Across my mound. Okay. Now, before you cup around, when your hand is just barely across, just press your fingers in a little and feel around. And you should be able to feel my lips, just barely where the divot in between them is. Oh god, this tease is so amazing. So before you press in, before you actually touch me, find that divot between my lips and just gently lay your middle finger there. And see, it's hard for me to keep my hips still even. God, you feel how warm that is. Feel how wet that is. Okay, I'm gonna grind your finger now, okay? I'm gonna grind your finger so that you can feel what it's like for your finger to slowly descend between my lips. Oh, God. Oh, you feel how wet and slick and warm all that flesh is around you. Oh, those are my labia. Okay. God, that feels so good. Alright, I'm gonna run my hips down so that your fingertip is at the very top between my labia. And now press down with your fingertip just a little. And I'm gonna run back and forth. You feel that? You feel that little hard bit? It almost feels like a tendon, maybe. That would be the shaft of my clit underneath the skin. So if you rub just down from there, very slowly. Okay. So, that is my clit. And as you can see by the fact that I'm holding your hand still, the clitoris is very sensitive. If you rub it too hard, too fast, or too directly, too soon, things can go wrong and can go bad. So I wanted to show you where it was. Pull your finger back up for a moment, and you feel all that skin, that's the hood. So actually, if you rub around all that loose skin and manipulate it, then you're rubbing the clit indirectly. And you are almost certainly guaranteed not to overstimulate me as long as you still keep it gentle. I'm having trouble talking, but this is, fuck, so good. Okay. So now try running your finger just to the side of my clit. In between my lips. And you could feel the clit on the side of your finger, right? You just don't want to directly attack it. Let's continue exploring. Lift your finger up a little and continue sliding it down in between my labia. And there you find that source of all the wetness. Just run the tip of your finger around it and feel how wet I am for you. Fuck. And you can feel when you're running your finger around in a circle like that, my hips are moving again and they're guiding you. Are you ready to put your finger inside of me? And I want you to go very slow. And this is going to work on so many people. Just very gently and slowly push your finger towards the heat and the wetness. And then let me and my hips bring me onto you. Let me fuck your finger. Doesn't that sound amazing? So push a little more. Oh, you feel how wet that is. Oh, and you feel how it's a little bit closer and tighter. And you feel how wet that is. Oh, that's actually, you're just barely inside my cunt. Oh, God. Oh, that's just that one finger and I'm gripped around you like that. Oh, just fucking your fingertip. You ready to go a little deeper? You can push a little deeper. Oh, yes. Now you notice how if you push a little bit deeper than that, your palm is now pressing up against my clit. So run your palm side to side, just barely. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. And play with that. Just press down on my clit with your palm while your finger is inside of me. Now can you pump your finger just a little? Just like a centimeter or two? While you rub my clit with your palm. Oh, that's so good. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, you got a handle on that? Do you want to put your mouth back on my nipple? Oh, that's so good. Yeah, just play. Just play. Just explore and feel how I'm responding to you. Too hard, too hard. See? Yeah, just back off when I say that. And you have a little lick. Good. Oh, that was a good instinct, too. God, you're so good at this. Fuck. You notice how, as you've been kind of doing that circle with your palm and your fingers been circling around, it feels like there's a bit more room there. Do you want to put two fingers inside of me? Please? Please? Okay, yeah. So, pull that finger out. Oh, you can feel how wet that is. And then just place your other finger next to it. And push them both in and I'll meet you. Yes. Oh, your fingers inside me feel so fucking good. Okay, let's get to other clit techniques other than using your palm. Here, pull up for a second. Okay, so now keep those two fingers inside me, and then instead of placing your palm against my clit, put your thumb right on my clit. Now don't push too hard. Especially as I start to get more turned on, my clit gets more and more sensitive, right? So it can be pretty overwhelming if you do anything too aggressive or too fast, but keep those two fingers still inside of me and just slightly rub it. Oh, fuck. Gentle, gentle circles and up and down. And you can even do like a little pulsing. Just gently. Kind of like you're tapping it, but very gently. Oh, very nice. Now experiment with that and moving your fingers around. Fuck. Oh, that's good. Well, I think I'm ready to grade you as passing on to the next class. So, here's a question. Do you want to make me come with your fingers? Or do you want to learn to make me come with your mouth? Oh, fuck, I can't wait for this, actually. This sounds grand. Well, get down there. Now, I assume that you've seen a pussy before, right? Because you've looked at porn or whatever. But now that you've got one up close, feel free to explore a little. See my labia that you were just touching. Pull them apart a little with your fingers. See, there's my clit. Down there is wet and glistening for you. Now remember what I said when you started using your tongue in my mouth. Slow and gentle and exploratory. And oh boy, that thing where you touch with your tongue and then pull back so that I come towards you. That's a very good, very good trick to use here. So how about just like with my nipple, you lean down and just put your tongue against my clit. Now I'm gonna move my hips back and forth so you can feel what kind of friction. We want extremely low friction, lots of saliva, lots of lube. Oh, but luckily we don't need much, do we? I'm so wet for you, fuck. Okay, so how about you try licking slowly and gently up across my clit. It's all about the tease. Now press the flat of your tongue against the head of my clit a little bit more. And just wiggle your head back and forth just slightly, just like you're saying no, so that the tongue just rubs across my clit through all of that skin. Fuck, that's good. Now, also remember not just to lick my clit. Run your tongue up the sides of my labia. Just like that, and back down. And remember how I had your finger do those little circles right inside my pussy? Try that with your tongue as well. Oh, that's so tempting. Yes. Good instincts. Now some women like tongue fucking a whole lot. I prefer the focus to be on my clit, so yeah, and come back to it. So you know that, you can feel free to keep exploring while I'm talking. You're doing a good job so far, keeping it light and gentle and curious. Well, yeah, if you like me making these noises, this is how to do it. Fuck. So you know that story about how you give good oral by spelling out the alphabet with your tongue. Well, friends of mine and I have always said that in that case, we wish that the alphabet was A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, 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 P, Q, R, S, no, back to I, O, 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 I, O, O, O. So, yes, just like that. So, it's really those long, smooth, gentle strokes, either in lines across my clit or in circles around it. Oh, you can go on. Oh, and see, follow my hips. They might start to speed up a little. Oh, and you can circle your tongue a little faster. But then remember to pull back and slow it up every now and then. Because it's all about tricking the clit into putting up with more and more pleasure before. Now, just lean over, put your lips around my clit, and very gently suck. Okay. See, that's very satisfying, but it also can get very overstimulating quickly. So use it sparingly. Mix it up with those gentle licks, just like... Yes, slow and gentle, just like that. Are you ready to make me come? You'll need to bring your fingers back into play. That's the number one way to get me to come, is to be licking my clit like this, with your fingers deep inside my pussy at the same time. So yeah, just shift your weight onto one arm. And bring those other fingers up and there, just like lick my clit a little while you tease your fingertips right at my opening, and that's all really amazing. You feel how wet I get for you, don't you? Fuck. Oh, this is so amazing. Now here is the last bit about fingering that you need to know. Okay. Now just stop your tongue for a moment and hold it right against my clit. Now reach those two fingers in and curl them up and try to find the spot inside me that's like curling your fingers to meet your tongue. You feel that little spot? You feel how the skin is slightly different? That's my G-spot. So, just apply pressure there. You can rock back and forth your hand a little bit. So, don't jackhammer your fingers. You want to keep your fingers right on that spot. Either rub them around in circles, or just press them in and out. You're just applying pressure right on that spot, and then start moving your tongue again slowly and gently, and feel me shake underneath you. Fuck. That's my G-spot, and you're licking my clit slowly. Press your fingers down and run your tongue in a circle around my clit. And then start running your fingers in a circle, too. Lean in and suck my clit just a little. Just a little. Yes. Fuck. God, you're gonna make me come. Do you know that? Do you know you're gonna make me come? Oh, I warned you that I'm loud, right? I did, yes. I told you. Okay. So just keep rubbing that spot and keep licking my clit. I'm gonna press into you, and so it's gonna be your job to keep the right distance up between us so that you don't overstimulate my clit right before I come. And just rub that spot, press into that spot, and lick. Lick a little faster, but keep it light. Keep it light. Okay, when I come, stop your tongue entirely. Just press it against my clit and press with your fingers. Stop all the movement when I come and let me ride you how I need to, okay? I'm gonna come soon. Okay. You'll feel it. I'll buck my hips, and at that point you stop moving your tongue, okay? But until then, lick. Please lick. Lick my pussy. Lick my clit. Oh, rub your fingers, pump them in just a bit, just a bit. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Press your fingers down. Press them. Press them. Okay, stop your tongue. oh god. Okay, head back. Oh, just your fingers now. Oh, oh god. Oh. Oh. Okay. Oh, you can. And then I'm gonna have aftershocks, and you could just do like. Fuck, I can't find words. Oh, light licks against my clit. Yes, just to make me do that. Fuck. You felt me jerk, didn't you? Oh. Kiss on my clit. You're so romantic. No, keep your fingers in for now, please. Oh, they feel so good. Oh, you did such a good job pleasing me. Do you want to know another way that I feel pleasure? Here. Move your fingers in and out of me just a little bit. Do you see how I jerked? I'm very sensitive inside after I come. So, just imagine if your fingers can make my cunt feel that good. Imagine what your cock could do inside of it. Yeah, you like that idea, didn't you? I saw your cock twitch. Actually, before we get started with that, I have one more question for you. This is just an idea I have, and you can say no if you want. I'm totally prepared for that, but it just occurred to me that, well, you're a virgin, so the likelihood of you carrying an STI is really low. And I haven't been with anyone since over a month ago, and I get regularly tested, so I have test results from last month that I can show you if you want to know my status. And I'm on birth control, kind of have been since I was younger, so I guess just what I'm saying is this is a really amazing chance to indulge in some naughty skin-to-skin contact. So, would you be willing to fuck me without a condom? Yeah, I mean, back in high school with my boyfriend, but, you know, when I got to college and was fooling around a lot, I was definitely a rule, so, I mean, come on, when you hook up with a college guy, you don't know where that dick has been. You gotta wrap it up. But, it just seems like we have this chance right now, and, I really miss that feeling, and I don't know, it seems like for you, getting the full experience for your first time. So, you wanna try it? Excellent. Here. How about you come up here and take my place on your back, and I will be on top. Okay. Okay, just lie back. Are you comfy? And let me get right over you, like this. Yeah. Well, you're gonna like this. I'm so wet from you going down on me. Are you ready? Your cock certainly is. It's standing up at me. Okay, I'm gonna lower myself just barely down. And just rub the head of your cock. You know, kind of like when you had your fingertips just inside of me. Let's do that with your head just so that I can all grind around and share this wetness. Oh, I'm feeling you just jerk up against me. You can't wait for this, can you? Well, here. Try this.
See what happens when you rub the head of your cock against my clit. Ah. Oh, that's very sensitive. But no. I need you inside me now. I have a feeling that you really can't wait any longer for this. Okay. Time to lower myself down on you. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh. What do you think? Does your cock feel better inside me than your fingers did? So warm and wet. Oh, and for me, oh, so sensitive after that orgasm to feel your cock slide against my walls. Slide up. Oh, and back down. Oh, fuck. Feels good. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Oh, that feels so amazing. Oh, fuck, you're hard. Oh, yeah. Oh, so you can start. You can see how I move now. You can start to move back against me. This is generally the part where your body knows what to do. Oh. Because, it's not like, you've never fucked your hand before, right? You know how to book your hips, and press into me. It's just now, you know what it feels like when I'm on top of you, moaning, yes, oh, here, take your hands and, put them on my breasts and play with my nipples. Yes. Oh, you feel so good. Fuck. How long are you gonna last? God. I can feel how tight I am around you. Can I just... I mean, can I just go crazy riding you? Do you mind? Do you mind if I just... Fuck. Slide myself back up and down your cock like this? Fuck, I love how you feel. Yes, see, your body knows what to do. Oh, it knows how to thrust back at me. It knows how to fuck me. Yes, fuck. You can thrust harder, you know. You won't hurt me. You can pound me. Fuck. Just buck up at me. See how hard we can slap against each other. Fuck. Oh, I can feel you getting harder every time. Oh, God, this feels so good. Oh, God, yes. Are you gonna... Look, I'm gonna come soon. Will you come with me? Oh, yes, yes, no. Don't pull out, I'm sure. Come inside me, please. Come in, my pussy. I want to come on you. Will you come inside me, please? Please? Oh, God, yes. Take your thumb. Remember, just place it right against my clit and rub gently. Remember, it's gonna get so sensitive. Basically, if you keep the pressure on my clit under control, you can go wild with your hips and your cock and fuck, yes, thrust into me, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, I'm gonna come on you. Oh, are you gonna come with me? Please. I wanna feel your heat inside me. I wanna feel you explode inside me, fuck. Fuck. Please. Yes. Yes, come with me. Come with me. Can I bite your chest? Yes. Fuck.
Oh, you feel so good. Oh. Oh, I'm just gonna hold myself here while you thrust your fuck aftershocks into me. Fuck. Oh, how did that feel? Oh, that was so amazing. Fuck. Oh. Oh, see? Here's the part where, if you were wearing a condom, I'd have to teach you how to remove it properly. But actually, you're gonna witness something else new. Oh, what do you think happens when I'm on top of you and you come inside of me and then I lift off? Oh, look at that mess we made. Yeah, sex is messy. Well, that was wonderful. I think I'm gonna go run to the bathroom to clean off. You stay right here and you think about what just happened. And think about what you might want to happen next time.